Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. Today's episode is the newest installment of Overrated, Underrated with Gary V. We hope you enjoy.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Overrated or underrated, what does Gary think?
Your show, or my show, or our show, where we talk about things and we decide if they're overrated or underrated. D-Rock, let's get into the show.
Blueberries.
Blueberries are grossly, 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 grossly underrated.
I eat blueberries like it's my job. You missed the first 30 I ate.
One of my favorite foods. Now, I like when they're firm, because a mushy blueberry sucks.
I guess.
And I'm gonna have to say it right away here because emotions are about to get high. I think Legos are overrated.
Oh no.
And I know that just completely exploded people's minds. I'm trying to remind people, this is my show, how I feel about them. And I know that Legos are incredible for teaching kids things. It's one of the great businesses in the world. They've done an incredible job with IP. Legos dominate, but for some reason, I still have a weird kind of meh feeling overall on Legos. I didn't love them as a kid. I'm just gonna go that they're overrated.
Horoscopes.
I think horoscopes are underrated. I'll tell you why. I think a lot of people love them, what have you, but a lot more people make fun of them, are cynical, think it's foofy. Yet, anything in my opinion that brings happiness to that many people, because a lot of people use it as a engine to optimism for themselves when they can't naturally manifest it, is something that I think is underrated. So I'm going underrated on horoscopes.
Chipotle.
You know, I'm gonna go with properly rated, because I think one of the things I'm trying to think about is what happens on the show when I don't really know or what have you. I've had like Chipotle like twice. D-Rock loves Chipotle. If D-Rock had a show called Overrated, Underrated, it'd be underrated, Chipotle fans. I recall my interactions with it, solid and exciting, but I just don't have a great read on it.
Barbershops.
I think barbershops are underrated. I think that there is tens, if not hundreds of millions, just in America, if not hundreds of millions of Americans, actually very much don't understand the community that is built there. And I think a lot of women will understand that when they go to the beauty salon, it's not just maintenance around things that they care about, but it's a sense of community. Like, you know, sometimes your stylist is your therapist. I just think that the community, the conversations, it's a safe haven for a lot of great combos. It's efficient. I think barbershops are underrated.
Justin Bieber.
I think Justin Bieber's underrated. I really do. I think he's an extremely strong musical talent. One of the most challenging things besides death of people you love is actually the one of one fame that comes along with being a top five famous person. That pressure at the age where he got it. I mean, it is just a formula for unhappiness, and for him to be in the place that I think that he's at, I think he's actually underrated. I think he's a lot stronger musically than people think, but you know, I think he's underrated.
Gordon Ramsay.
I'm just gonna go with properly rated because I think he's in a really interesting spot from my perception in the macro. He's not so hot right this exact second that he's overrated. He had a real career and was a real executor of his craft. He's not just a personality. I don't know enough about him to say he's underrated, so I'm just gonna say properly rated.
Arsenal.
I think people see the crass alpha frat boy thing, Portnoy out there and about. I think they see certain things. I think they very much underestimate that it's one of the media conglomerates that most has its pulse on the actual consumer, does incredibly contemporary work, does really interesting stuff. The Barstool Fund, huge shout out to them, what they're doing for small businesses. Can it be a little frat crass? Sure. But I think we also have to be careful with over-demonizing like 25-year-old dude behavior at times. They're still young kids and things of that nature, and I think it's underrated.
Drop shipping.
I've been thinking about overrated, underrated, D-Rock. And I've been thinking about that there's certain things that are what I call barbells. They're both. I think that a lot of people are in drop shipping and don't realize that they have graduated to the next step, and they have skills that could be starting a brand itself or a company, and they've got complacent because they're doing well on the arbitrage. Because they're street kids a lot of times, don't realize they have more in them. And so for them, it's overrated because they're comfortable, they're making six figures a month, but they could be building a $150 million brand. I think it's underrated because I think a lot of people watching this right now don't even know what it is and they're about to go Google. So overall, I think it's underrated with a small group that is complacent in their success and are gonna need to be pushed to do bigger things because they can. And I hope you hear me, that crew.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo is, I'm gonna go with slightly overrated. Because I think I'm very good at understanding if men are good looking. I'm comfortable in that. And I don't find him as good looking as people find him. I'm not as attracted to Ronaldo as I feel like I should be. And thus he's slightly overrated.
Sour beer.
Oh, I like sour beer. I think sour beer is very underrated. I've never been a beer drinker in my life. I've been educated in it because I grew up in the business. But by palate, I don't love beer the way I love wine. But sour beer is really, really hits my palate well. I'm gonna get more into it.
Adobe Creative Suite.
I don't use it, as you know. You do, others do, we all do. I guess I should say underrated then. Maybe we can get some free software, I'm just kidding. The flip side is, I'm always fascinated by cloud-based, free software, emerging tools, all the little things on the app, you know, so I'm gonna go with properly rated.
401k.
I'm gonna go with overrated. I think people hear that term and think it's like gonna take care of them and it's all good and it's gonna be fucking awesome. And I feel like take control of your own money and fucking invest in what you know. I'm about to take most of my money out of the stock market and buy Michael Jordan PSA 10 rookie cards. I'm gonna live my own thesis. By the way, you know.
Books.
Books are underrated. How you define a book, I mean, it comes in audio form, it comes in digital form, it comes in print form. I only read one book a year. In print form, I carry that contemporary art book around. I think earlier you heard me, I'm so shocked how inexpensive books are. But I think net-net, I think books are still slightly underrated because I think books are not as popular or as rated as they were 40 years ago. I think there's a lot of different ways to learn. I'm one of those learners, but if I'm doing this show the way I'm doing the show, which is, do I believe something is overrated or underrated from my personal point of view at this exact moment, I think books right at this exact second are underrated.
Deadlift.
Underrated. My left ass muscle sucked and was like dormant and broken because of my bad back. And Jordan Syatt, when he worked with me, made me deadlift. And I was scared of it. I was gonna hurt my back and this and that. It became a tremendous exercise for me and I actually miss it. I'm about deadlift. Like now, I know a lot of people get hurt with it. So I think like anything, like alcohol, like cannabis, like betting, moderation, like know your technique, know your stuff. People get fucked up, and so you gotta be careful. That's why some people are gonna leave in the comments, overrated. Leave your comment to this episode. Where did I trigger you? I know you Lego fuckers. You're all mad right now.
Parkour.
I think they're underrated. That shit is crazy. Like, I'm scared shitless of that. Underrated.
Sushi.
Sushi is underrated. I believe that a lot of people have decided they don't like sushi that have never really had it. I believe that there's a lot of people that have one specific perception of sushi. The reason a lot of people have like garbage sushi, sushi's fucking expensive. So I don't blame, I don't hate, I don't try to fancy this fucking show up, but like real fucking fresh fish done properly, sushi style, like is some legit fucking cuisine out here. Underrated.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Underrated. I have huge conviction in this. This is the reverse of the pass button. That is a fucking actor.
Here I come.
Oh, here I come.
Etsy.
Etsy's underrated. Super creative, interesting platform. Something a lot of people are watching this right now that are looking for side hustle, that have a little creative bone in their body, I think could build massive Etsy stores and do some business. I think Etsy is underrated.
Addison Rae.
Addison Rae. I think Addison Rae is properly rated. You know, there's a, you know, she's a TikTok celebrity at the highest level along with the D'Amelios, which means she has incredible admiration and is now in films and like hanging out with the Kardashians and, you know, like in the past and all this, like just out and about like there. That also comes with an enormous amount of hate. And so for me, when it's that extreme in the white hot moments, I go with properly rated because you're getting pull from both sides, which almost creates the actual natural marketplace.
Capri Sun.
Capri Suns are underrated. They're probably atrociously unhealthy for you and I've become way cleaner and healthier in my older age. I mean, I would drink 3 Capri Suns in the first 36 minutes they were in my household. Underrated.
Drones.
Drones are underrated. I think drones are gonna make a much bigger impact on our society than we think. And I think this happens all the time. The Alexa and Google Home. The iPhone the first couple years, people forget. Something comes out, it's hyped. It hits everyone's radar. Drones are gonna deliver all our stuff in 2 years. People are confused. Then it doesn't happen. It lulls us to sleep, but then it comes hard. You know what else is gonna do that? VR, Oculus. And so drones are in that place right now where they're underrated. Because people have forgot about it, it's not fun anymore. But like, we're all gonna wake up in 17 years and we're gonna be about and doing shit, and we're gonna be like, oh fuck, and da da da, so underrated.
Smack the lip, whoop-ah,
Drop down. Snap. Ah!
Business cards.
This is so weird that you just said that. I think Alexis O'Hanlon, the founder of Reddit, on Twitter, referenced the thought of business cards, especially the earliest ones, of iconic business people becoming like rookie cards. And I was like, literally like thinking it was the coolest thing. I would normally say that business cards are ridiculously overrated. AKA, if you have one, what the fuck are you doing? It's 2021. On the flip side, this one little random tweet I read in my Twitter feed has me curious of like, I always go into, would I buy a Jeff Bezos Amazon business card? Like that's real janky and clearly from 1994 in a case? Probably. So, kind of cool. Imagine Oprah's business card from like when she was a newscaster. Like, it is dope, right? Underrated. YouTube, I hope you enjoyed another episode of Overrated, Underrated. Please subscribe, share, pass this on. But most of all, leave me a comment. Your feedback to the show really matters to me the most. Thanks for watching. I hope you're well. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing review reads, okay, how to manage your time every day to be efficient was one of the best freaking episodes on here. This one really clicked for me, especially when Gary says, I don't have to feel bad to learn my lesson. That's some real good advice. Thank you so much for that kind review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.